All right, so you sent me a photo today.
Yeah, we got to talk about this.
Okay.
I want to know what you think before I tell you what I think, because I love your take on these sorts of things. So what happened today is SportsCenter, I guess that's part of ESPN, tweeted out this photo, okay? And what they wrote was, so many goats, who's yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you look at the photo closely, I don't know a lot of sports people, but obviously Brady, because you could see the name. Michael Jordan, you could see the name. I think that's probably LeBron James in front of him. You could see Cristiano Ronaldo, number 7 there. I recognize Muhammad Ali. Yeah, there's another boxing guy there, and there's, you know, all these sports people, and, you know, very prominent goats. Now, I'm sure you've heard the term, but if you're living under a rock, you know, goat is greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, oh, he's such a goat. So they were hoping people would write back and be like, oh, man, you forgot Hank Aaron, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, well, before I tell you, you tell me what you think of this picture, and then I'll tell you why SportsCenter had to delete this picture.
Did they really?
Yeah, they deleted the tweet and they deleted the picture.
Wow. I don't know why they would delete it. Maybe because they missed a couple of people. There's not many baseball people that I can see.
Okay.
There's one baseball guy.
Okay.
But you only can see part of them.
Uh-huh. You want to try again?
No, I don't know. Why?
Huh. Okay. So you see the boxing guy with the red trunks?
Right.
Over his left shoulder, you see that little teeny tiny face?
Mm-hmm.
That's Venus.
Okay.
Williams.
Okay.
That's the only female that's there. The little teeny tiny face.
Okay.
There's no women. There's no women on there.
But where, what the women would you... I mean...
Are you joking?
Yeah. Venus, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's tennis.
Okay.
I mean, every sport pretty much is prominent. I mean, you could put the soccer women people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what else are you going to put in?
Billie Jean King, Chrissy Everett, Dorothy Hamill, Lindsey Vonn, Simone Biles. It was Simone Biles who called attention to it initially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in case you don't know who Simone Biles is, you should, but in case you don't, she's an Olympic athlete. She's won, let's see how many, 30 Olympic and world champion medals. She's only 23 years old, and she's the one who called attention to it. She was like, so many women, like, I can't even, like, what the hell? What's going on? Where are the women? Let's see, Serena Williams, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Babe Dietrichson, Martina Navratilova, Danica Patrick, Steffi Graf, Maria Sharapova, Wilma Rudolph, Ronda Rousey, Abby Wambach. I mean, that entire soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Dara Torres, Hope Solo, Katrina Witt.
But, like, where's Michael Phelps? He should be the greatest of all time.
Yeah, him, Mark Spitz, whatever. There's a lot of heavily medaled swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, they were surprised at how many people reacted, like, cool post, where are the women? Like, there's no women on here? You can't think of one? Just have, like, one or two females among all these men that are there as, you know, as your
goats.
But
it's not a photo. It's a painting. Somebody made this, so...
No, they made it for SportsCenter, for ESPN. Like, you should have commissioned it and said, listen, don't forget the women.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put this up there. You got to put a couple of women on there.
Mm. There's no winning for me. I can't say a word, so I'm not going to say anything. I agree with you 110%. Yes, there should be as many women as there are men in there. I believe you. Okay. Because
I'm not an idiot. I understand why women athletes aren't given the same accolades. They don't make as much money. They're not. I understand. Like, when I look at basketball, like the WNBA, I mean, they don't really get the butts in the seats the way the NBA does. I get it.
Right.
I know that, like, the difference between watching Michael Jordan play versus watching Swoops play. She's awesome. But they don't, women in general, this is what people say, don't have the physical power that men do. So they're not as tough, as great as, but that isn't true. there's a lot of women that do amazing things, especially like in, go for the sports that are more female, like tennis and gymnastics and skiing. You don't have to compare basketball to basketball. Just look at the sports that women are better than men.
There's nothing I can say that won't want everybody to cancel me. You know, I just say, if you look at the Olympics and you look at, let's say, running times, guys trounce women's running times. Should you put a woman runner in there? Yes. But the photo is only this big, so they only put in there what they could.
No, I understand, but they didn't even put any, just put one woman prominently, not like a little tiny head behind some guy's shoulder. I don't even know who the guy in the red boxers is anyway.
Yeah, either do I, but it's not.
Well, okay, there you go. So some dude that's not recognizable the second you see him, you know, maybe just put like one, Babe Dietrich, just somebody that's like iconic, you know, somebody that did something amazing, somebody that, you know, there's plenty of women that were pioneers in sports. Yes, they're not as good as the male athletes. No woman is out there trying to say they're as strong as men. That's not the conversation. The conversation is that they've ignored women completely.
Okay, you know that
they can't do.
You know that photo of The Shining where you see, I don't know, 300 people in that photo, and then they zoom on one guy? Remember that photo? It's kind of like a high school photo when they take a picture of the whole class and you can't even pick yourself out because there's so many people. If they had a photo like that, I agree with you 1,000%. Put as many people in there as you want. But this photo is only a 4x5. It's this big. So
there's more goats than women. There's literally more goats. Like physical goats. I'm not saying goat like greatest of all time athletes. I'm saying actual goats, like with horns and feet and little hoofs.
True.
There's more goats than women.
You can pick it apart all day
long.
We're
just asking for one. Just put one woman in there. We're not saying like make sure it's even, men and women. Just like throw one. Just throw us a bone. Just acknowledge that women athletes are important too. You know, it's SportsCenter. It's not GQ. Like, I know GQ caters to men. I get it. You know, it's not like it's something specifically that's just for men.
Right. I can't win. So agree 1,000% with you.
Oh,
take
great.
Tom Brady out and put some chick in there.
Excellent. So
maybe take a goat out and put some random.
Take a goat out and put a woman in there.
Put a random chick in there that you think is good.
Two goats.
I mean, the girl with the hair, the spiked hair, and the soccer thing, put her in there.
Oh, Rapinoe?
Yeah, put her in there. She's good. So
good. Yeah.
Bruce Jenner should be in there. I mean, there's so many other people.
Caitlyn Jenner.
When he was the greatest.
Nope. Mm-mm, Caitlyn.
When she was the greatest.
Nope.
When they were the greatest of all time, they were Bruce Jenner.
Okay, now it's she. Her pronouns are she and her.
When she was the GOAT, she was Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner.
You can't dead name her. Don't dead name her. Don't do that.
See, like I said, there's no winning.
There's no way you don't dead name her. All you got to know is you could, you know what? Put Caitlyn Jenner in there. That's it. Just say that. Put Caitlyn. You know what? Put a trans woman in there. Exactly. That's a better point.
No winning.